you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have had you with us, and thank you for those of you that check this out every day. Make sure that you're kind of aiming your mind to think more clearly and to base that clarity off of truth. That's what we try to do. We try to tell you not only what the breaking news is, but what it means and why it matters, and hopefully that you use the clarity that comes from that to make the world around you a better place. I did want to say that yesterday was an interesting day in the conclusion of the Chauvin trial. And I'm noticing that the media is very willingly not bringing up a very major question that I think needs to be answered. Because last year, following the conclusion of the George Floyd incident, where the officer was even taken into custody, and you had had, a handful of riots at that point, the rest of the summer, you continued to have riots burning down cities all across America. And the justification for those riots, the rationale behind the people that not only organized them and did them, but then went on TV and proudly said that there was nothing wrong with them, the justification behind all of it was that they were demanding justice for Derek Chauvin, that there was an injustice that had occurred, and that they were confident that injustice would continue to occur, and that because of that, they felt they had by necessity the right to go and break glass windows and burn buildings. In Minnesota, 2 days before the verdict, they burned a historic church that was just blocks from the courthouse. And they set it aflame and apologized not for it at all. And I saw those of you on social media, you virtue signalers that thought you were pompous and pious and saying, this is what we're going to do to show you. You justified the riots. You backed the rioters. You said that their cause was right. Well, to all the peeps who did pompously justify last year's never-ending season of violence and murder, and by the way, there were murders committed in the legacy of George Floyd. At these riots all across the country, there were dozens of people that got killed in all of those. But for those of you that did, and you justified it because of how sure you were that Chauvin would not face justice, how about instead of strutting around like peacocks on social media last night, how about you start proposing something for the nation that you owe us? For those of you that justified the riots and the protests and the violence and the murder, how about you start proposing to us how you protest posses can start repaying the nation for the damages that you inflicted and the innocent lives you took while you watched America burn? I'm asking on behalf of David Dorn. I'm Kevin McCullough.